Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh,
amazing. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Girl,
welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm so excited about our good friend Leslie Kossoff being back on the show. She's already got 17 years of as a member of our Brain Trust behind her, and what a great resource she's been for us over the years. Internationally renowned executive advisor specializing in next generation thinking, folks. She's quality process credentials are unparalleled. She's a global thinker, helping people improve their quality of their work around the world. She's the author of Managing for Quality. That's just one of her works, and I'm happy to say that she's our friend, Leslie Kossoff. Welcome back.
Jim, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. We've missed you. We always miss you when you stay away too long. So, okay, Leslie, I was telling the audience before you got here how indebted we are to you for helping us understand the difference between quality service and quality process. And I was reminding them, quality service is when you mess up and you fix it, and you're so proud of yourself, but you spend a lot of money in the process. Quality process is when you fix things before they break, and so you never have to fix things that got broke, and the customer stays happy. They don't know why, but they're happy, and you didn't spend a lot of extra money. And we have you to thank for reminding us that we don't. The quality service is kind of not the goal.
Not at all the goal. And it's far too expensive. It wastes time. It wastes effort. And you, with your orientation toward the customer, you know better than anyone that customers have so many more options now, and they're looking for the person, the business, that's going to solve their problem before they even know it's a problem, and that makes quality process even more important.
It's never been more important than now, has it been?
It hasn't. We have a completely different sort of world that we're living in terms of speed and choice, that's making all the difference.
Mm-hmm. There's no question about it. And if you are ambivalent, if you are dismissive, or even ambivalent, or ignorant of any of the things that Leslie just said, you are a dinosaur waiting to become extinct. Leslie, what do you think?
It's very true. It's very true. And, you know, and the thing about it is that you can have the best intentions in the world, and you can truly feel that you are committed to your customer, but unless you understand that the fix for the customer comes from inside your business and not from outside, once you've made the customer unhappy and then have to make them happy again, that's what will put your business out of business, is not understanding that. Because, again, it's speed and choice. Those are criterion measures that have changed so radically. You talk about the 17 years that I've been in the Brain Trust. In these 17 years, even just in these last 5 years, the way that those criterion measures have changed, mm-hmm. as far as the customer's choices are concerned, it's absolutely incomparable. And so now businesses have to be looking within to figure out how to be able to deliver to their customers more than their customers have ever not even asked for but thought of before the customer could even conceive of it.
Well, and it's got to come from, if somebody said to me, okay, where do I start? Then I would have to say, if you have to have a total commitment, total dedication, an absolute psychopathic commitment to excellence. If you don't have that, and I remember, Leslie, when I years ago when I was getting my consulting business off the ground, I used to sell seminars. I developed a curriculum, and I was training a lot of people how to sell. I would rent a room and bring those people in there for those seminars. I would go and sit in every seat in the building, in the room, mm-hmm. to make sure that it wasn't broken, it sat right, it wasn't going to lean wrong, that there was a view of my slides. I sat in every seat in the room because I didn't want anybody to have a bad seat.
See, and this is, it's that kind of consideration, and it's something that is that simple, and what, that took an extra 5 or 10 minutes
yep.
of your time. And was utterly and completely invisible to the customers that
Total.
Were coming
That's
in.
That's right.
And made all of the difference for them without them even knowing that it made the difference,
mm-hmm.
but making them feel better
That's
about the whole experience.
That's the deal. Nobody went out and said, wow, those seats were great.
No.
But
no.
if one of them had been broken, they would have gone out and said, was your seat broken? Mine was.
Exactly.
You got to avoid that, folks. That's the sound of not excellence. When they say those things. Leslie Kossoff and I will be right back. Kossoff.com. Leslie, is that still it?
That is.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.